Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Stripe Show, the podcast for Juventus fans all over the world by Juventus fans all over the world, hosted by Radio Bianconera. This is Matteo, and with me, Thiago, as well. Hi, Thiago, how are you?
Hi, great. Honestly, I'm so excited for the next round because it will be a great fixture and great possibility to see a great match between Juventus and Atalanta.
Well, you're definitely right there. Okay, so Juventus is going to have like an important game, another, I would like to say, important game, because it looks like every game that Juventus is playing lately, it's one more important than the other, okay? But this is, for sure, yes, an important meaning, because we are going to play in Bergamo against Atalanta, okay? And it's like a team that will be a battle right now. Both teams are in the race for to get like a Champions League spot, because you know one is gonna be taken by Inter, okay, even if we don't like that much, and the other three spots we share between Juventus, Atalanta, Milan, Lazio and Napoli, okay, and all teams are basically like really close one to the other. So this is,
yeah, it's like a Royal Rumble between great squads, honestly, teams that show that can be higher in the table, despite the fact that all of those teams lose some stupid points along the way, but run for all those teams, and hopefully we will see Juventus higher as possible.
Yeah, so yeah, honestly, look, everybody's claiming for Juventus to win this game. I would love Juventus to win the game, because I think if Juventus is going to win this game, well, it's going to be, first of all, a boost on our morale, okay, and in our mood, and maybe we're not going to stop anymore, look. But even a tie, it won't be like the worst result possible, because honestly the tie is gonna keep the things that they are right now, and we're gonna still be in the competition with the other team, and maybe we can even argue that this is gonna be the most difficult game that Juventus has to face until we have to play like Milan and Inter in the span of 1 week. But I would like to see the system against Milan and Inter. We're gonna play at home, okay, and maybe Inter will already be in Italia that time, okay. I think this is really gonna be like the most difficult game we're gonna play, at least on the paper. So we know that we historically, at least the last 3 or 4 years, especially since Gasperini is with Atalanta, we are struggling against Atalanta, okay? And it's funny to see that even if we, in the recent past, we were always struggling against them, okay? And most of the time, we were able to win. While the last time we played them in Torino, when we played some months ago, okay, I think we had one of the best games we ever played with Atalanta, and we ever won, and we didn't win, because we had a really nice game with an absolutely amazing goal by Chiesa. Then there was the tie by Freuler after Arthur has to leave the pitch because he was injured. Okay, with Arthur in the pitch, I think Juventus was dominating the game. I think the Atalanta didn't have an answer for how Pirlo set up that game. After Arthur went out, it was a game that there was attacking. Both teams were attacking. Okay, Atalanta was lucky to get a goal, and there was taking advantage of a mistake we did from I think it was Rabiot, and then Juventus had many chances to win, because even Ronaldo missed a penalty and Morata missing an easy chance to score, and Gollini had the game on his life. So I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, you know, it's such a difficult match to predict something, but yeah, it will be a great match, honestly, because you remember years ago when we are doing such a bad match, suffering a lot. We saw they creating, and then in the last 10 minutes, Higuain score a brace, and then we won 2-1 at Bergamo. Back then, in the old era, when fans were in the stadium. So
actually, 3-1. It was Dybala scored too.
Yeah, yeah. Dybala scored in the end, but it was such a nice ending of that thriller match. But yet, at the same time, Juventus didn't play that great match, and yet nope. Won the points. This time, we need a very good performance, a good clean sheet against this powerful attack would be so nice. But if we score, for example, goals, a clean sheet and 3 points over there would be such a boost of a morale for our team in this final round of this very difficult league. So, and despite the fact that we are not over there, over the top, playing for the title, it's always Juventus, and it's a match that everyone needs and wants to show what they're able to do, even against us and even our players for the future. It's such an important match.
Right. So it looked like in the recent year, basically, we were living like Atalanta, basically taking control of the game with Allegri, but even with Sarri. So Atalanta was having like 75, 80 minutes, like they were the dominating, and then Juventus used like the 10, 15 minutes just to put the ball on the in the back of the net and taking away the 3 points, or sometimes just 1 point, okay? But yes, but honestly, every time we were playing against them, it was a struggle. And it would be nice to see what's going to happen this time, because it looked like both teams are like in a decent shape. Okay, Juventus is getting back almost everybody, because I don't think we have any player injured right now. Okay, we had Bonucci coming back from COVID. Okay, so everybody is available to play. Of course,
including
Dybala, unbelievable, right? And so I don't expect Bonucci to play, because historically he always has struggled with Zapata, and because we know that he suffered a lot, and kind of like a physical striker that basically dominated him, like from the physical point of view, the game. Okay, so I still have no idea how Pirlo is gonna play the game. I would think that we're not gonna see Chiesa and Kulusevski as winger. Okay. Hopefully, we're going to see Chiesa and Cuadrado, because I hope Cuadrado is not going to play like a right back, because right now, I think Cuadrado is a black hole on the defensive side of the pitch. But of course, he's so useful when we attack, okay? If not Cuadrado, I'm expecting 3 midfielders to play in, okay? And Rabiot, Betancourt, Artur could be, okay, with McKennie basically, maybe come back for the bench. And look like Big Mac is coming back to shape. What is interesting to see what Gasperini will try to do, because Pessini is back. So I don't think they have that many issue either. They just have Romero. I know that he's suspended, and I know that Atebor is still injured for Atalanta. So we see in the latest week with Atalanta usually they will play with a 3-4-3 or 3-5-2 or 3-4-1-2. Basically right now they're playing with a line of four with Gosens on the left, free to go up, and Toloi on the right, as the right side. And they're basically staying really, really, really almost never attacking with Romero and Jim City usually. But I think we're going to see Palomino and Jim City in the middle of the defense. Okay, so we know that they're going to play with Deron and Freuler. Okay, and then I don't know. We're going to see like Ilicic, Muriel, Zapata, or one of them is going to stay in the bench and coming back later like as a weapon from the bench.
You know, it's a very good question, because honestly, it's easy to predict, at least, that Chiesa will be, as he has been doing lately, a key player in this match when Toloi won't be that player that attack. Of course, if Atebor would be fit 100%, would be a completely different way to see Atalanta playing. But right now, for example, Gosens playing like that and against Cuadrado would be better, because Cuadrado can cover a good side, a good part of the right side of the pitch, playing up front. And McKennie is not that perfect player to be a right midfielder. So, and since Gosens is a player that plays very, very deep, going inside the box, even if Cuadrado and Danilo can be very, very dangerous with his movements, but it's wise to play with those two players covering that part of the pitch. But in the midfield, it's always a dangerous situation, because Freuler seems to be very on top of his form. very, very smart on his movements and his passes and his control in the midfield of Atalanta. So it would be a very interesting clash in the midfield because our two players, for example, Betancourt and Rabiot, needs to be like 100% in this match against this such a difficult challenge that is Gasperini's side. But also, it's important to see Ronaldo back again in the score sheet. It will be important for himself, but for ours, it's even more important.
Yeah, he hasn't scored. Especially right now. Yeah, he hasn't scored last game. Probably he's still mad because he hasn't scored last game. So it would be weird to see Ronaldo not scoring in two consecutive games. Okay, so the biggest doubt I have is if Cuadrado play as a right back, I think we're gonna see Danilo on the left and probably three midfielder plus Chiesa on our midfield. If Cuadrado play like a right winger, so we're gonna have like Danilo plays a right back, Alessandro like a left back. Okay, in that case, honestly, this is a game I think where we need Artur to play because we need Artur. At least for what we were seeing the first game we play against them, we need Artur to be able to handle the ball and to try to take away like the initial pressure that Atalanta would like to put on everything they're playing against. So having him and having like playing like Cuadrado and maybe like Chiesa on the side, maybe they can have like a lot of room to make their run and put the ball in the middle. So the other doubt. So I would like to see. Let me tell you, Arturo Rabiot, I think it wouldn't be like a bad choice to me, in my opinion. Okay, if Cuadrado is gonna start there, if Cuadrado is starting as a right back, I would see like I will go with McKenny, Arturo, and Rabiot, and I will, in that case I would take like Betancourt from the bench. Okay, the most curious.
Go on. I think this Artur possibility is very nice because Atalanta presses very high.
Yes.
And Artur is a very good player to deal with this kind of marking. And this can create a two against one situation. Even if he's not doing those key passes, very long passes, but yet he can find some very good space deep in the midfield. And this can create, with a fast run by Chiesa, for example, a very good possibility because Atalanta doesn't play marking by that zone, that classical zone style of marking. So it's a great possibility to see maybe Artur having a good performance in this kind of match. It would be so important for him as well because he's returning. It seems that he's even better from his latest injury, and honestly, we need this kind of player in this kind of match.
Yeah, well, it will be interesting to see if who's gonna start alongside Ronaldo. So it's gonna be Morata or Dybala. So Dybala needs playing time, of course, he needs playing time, but historically, he always struggled against Atalanta, even if he scored some goal even 2 years ago in Bergamo. Okay, he always struggled against that because they're really physical, and you know that Dybala really struggled when they had the opponent defense is playing really physical with him. Okay, and for example, the game we tied 2-2 last year in Turin, okay, he was struggling so much. I think he lost many balls. Okay. And on the other side, Morata, that he looked like he's struggling to find the back of the net, but he can go like deep, make like the deep run. It looked like they're really like the Achilles heel for Atalanta, and we know that he's able to
just like Higuain.
Yeah, and he's able to hold on the ball, he's able to control the ball and not like using his body because he's a bigger player than Dybala, you know, of course. On the other side, I Dybala needs to play, so at least I hope we're going to see Dybala for at least 30-35 minutes, okay, there. What I'm curious, and I have no idea what's going to happen, is, as I was talking before, how Gasperini is going to play. So I would be, honestly, I would be surprised if it starts with Muriel, Zapata and Ilicic, okay? Lately, it looks like he would start with Zapata and Muriel, with Ilicic coming from the bench. But we know he has many, many chances, because other than Ilicic, he has Miranchuk, he has Malinowski, he has players, Pašalić, Pessina coming back from COVID. So he has many, many options there. They're really deep, honestly, on the bench. So I'm not expected to play with all three players from the beginning, but I Muriel has been like definitely one of the top European players this year. Okay, Zapata was like having some kind of issues and trouble. He was struggling, but like last game he played against Fiorentina, he reminded me of the old Zapata. Okay, so having like basically, I think having like De Ligt and Chiellini, okay, on the back, a more physical player, even Demiral, I would like to say, but I don't think the Pillar is gonna risk Demiral in this game. I would stick with De Ligt and Chiellini because physically they can at least handle Zapata, while we know that Bonucci will definitely struggle against a player like him. So other than that, I'm expecting like a nice game to watch, to be from somebody just like to watch soccer. I think it's gonna be a nice game to watch, okay? And I would expect like a many chance to score, and I would like expect like a more kind of like an European style of game, okay? With especially because Orsato is the referee chosen for this game, okay? What I don't want to see is the player keep fainting on the pitch. And I don't think that's going to happen. On the other side, I hope Atalanta is not going to be fight so much, because I think this year, well, Romero is not playing because he's suspended. It was one of the most like, how can I say, hard defender to play against, because it was really physical sometimes, or even going over some limit, exceeding some limit. Okay, hopefully we'll see what's gonna happen. So, but it's gonna be like, I think it's gonna be an unbelievable game. So, and going back to what happened in Serie A next week, we're gonna have some interesting game, because we're gonna have Milan Genoa. Okay, we're gonna hopefully Genoa can give some trouble to Milan. Okay. As Genoa gave to us like last week, okay, and then we have Napoli Inter, we have Lazio Benevento. Basically, I think Lazio is gonna win. I don't want to say easily, because for sure they're gonna get a penalty if they get in trouble. Okay, sorry if I say that. And Napoli Inter. So we'll see who's gonna lose some points.
The clash between I think it will be very interesting outside of the pitch, mostly in outside of the pitch than inside. Because it seems that Lazio got some very good motivation after the last match against Verona, and this match for Inter, of course, it will be very, very, very difficult. But at this moment, it doesn't matter that much. Genoa, honestly, I don't expect that much, because it's weird that some fixtures ago they were like improving a lot, and then they had a downhill, and it's always that they are swaying the table. It's very weird to analyze Genoa side every single season.
But the thing is this, the problem is until Cagliari and Parma, because I think my Cortone is basically already relegated, until Cagliari and Parma start making some point, winning some game, okay, and the team like right in front of them, like it's gonna be Torino, Benevento, Spezia, Genoa, Fiorentina, they're not really feeling that the pressure. So that's the issue.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, what? I wanna know. So you think Juventus is gonna win? Is gonna tie?
No, honestly, I'm very confident for this match, despite the fact it's not easy away from home. But journey, I expect some kind of improvement again. Honestly, and but yet I'm not used to see Juventus having a full week to train. Honestly, after those infinite months when we saw Juventus playing two times a week, week on, week another, and but this time it seems to be very, very weird. I'm missing that the Champions League so much, right? Because of what those matches that we saw this week. But yet, I'm very confident that this match will be so interesting and in black and white.
Yeah,
colors,
you definitely had a great point there. So we had 1 week to prepare for this game, and hopefully we're gonna see some kind of improvement, so we can see if like Pirlo was able to make to prepare something specific for Atalanta. That would be like even count that much from him, honestly. And even because next week after Atalanta, we're going to play against Parma on Wednesday. So we really don't have much time to rest. And coming away with 3 points from Bergamo would be, even if you can top them after that with 3 points against Parma, that would be so huge for like this Champions League race, and maybe taking off some pressure from the back of this team, because I think the team is kind of like feeling the kind of pressure. Last question for you: Chesney or Buffon?
Why not Pinzolio? Let's just wait. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, I think Chesney deserves some very good signs of confidence. But yet, Buffon is the top goalkeeper of all time for me, before I ask. But honestly, I think Chesney will start.
Probably you're right. But, with how things is going on right now, I wouldn't rule out Buffon until the last minute. So who knows what's going to happen there. So, yeah, interesting to see what's going to happen, honestly, on Sunday before the game. Somebody, we'll see. I don't know. Honestly, I can see that can go both ways, that thing. Even said that, please, guys, follow us on all of our social, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. We are everywhere. Okay, we're going to have more surprise to come, especially on Friday. Okay, we have a huge guest on Twitch. Okay, and if you're not able to follow live, you can follow the episode on YouTube. And as always, guys, look, be follow Radio Bianconera, because there is a great content over there. And Thiago, always a pleasure talking with you. And as always, fino alla fine.